Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazed it? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening, world? Welcome back to another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Once again, welcome to another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. This is a Sunday fun day. So as you already know, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, drink something up, come kick it with your people.
For shizzle, man, listen, my week, I had a great week. The kids are now out of school. My parents, you gonna feel my pain. So that's double the cooking. Unless you like me, I try to get a lot of quick stuff because my boys are self-sufficient as hell. So I try to get a lot of quick stuff that they can eat and then they don't bother me too much, right? You know,
yeah.
In school, I noticed they teach the kids, eat breakfast. Breakfast is like the worst meal of the day. But, again, by them being in school, that's something they're used to. So I try to keep cereal and milk for them because I don't really like cooking before, you know what I'm saying, a certain time, right?
Yeah.
So be mindful of that. These are things that they train them early on. Oh, you want to eat breakfast? Man, we don't eat breakfast in real life. Grown folks be like, I'm up, or let me get a muffin. They start all these crazy trends. So had an amazing week, end of the year, school parties, left and right with the kids. So handling that stuff, getting it straight, getting them straight. My youngest son got the Student of the Month award. And
right.
I had to explain to him how that was a big deal, because I'm like, look, when you actually break it down, y'all only get about 7.5 months in school per year. And it's 21 kids in your classroom. So out of 21 kids, 7 of y'all going to get the Student of the Month award. And mine was one. So this week I just made sure that I let him know how much I appreciate him for doing a good job in school. Also, you know, I rewarded him. So I'm like, okay, I know the things that they like to do. So we had movie night this week as a family, and I went and got them all types of candy and stuff like that, and went and got some chicken. I was going to do pizza and chicken, and I'm like, man, my kid's greedy as fuck. They ain't going to say no. So I was like, forget that. We just going to do, you know, we just going to do the one way and just do the chicken.
Yeah, pizza.
So,
chicken.
Yeah, they wanted to watch Spideyverse. And my partner, my life partner, was like, oh, yeah, I want to watch that too. So they was watching
good.
It, and then I ended up getting into it. I'm like, oh, shoot,
that's
this is a good movie. So they all movie here. Everybody.
It's an animated version, right?
Yeah.
Like an animated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Everybody in the house a movie head but me. But my partner is determined to make me a movie head because he loves movies. Speaking of, this week we also watched Leave the World Behind. We watched that today, Sunday movie.
Oh,
night.
You gotta bring that up in a world famous chopper, because that's directed by the Obamas, from what I hear, right?
Well, they are part of their film studio played a role in it. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to get a review on that.
I didn't like the way it ended, but I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, elaborate.
I got
on
it.
Let's stop up.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. So, he thought I was gonna ruin it. I said, "See, this the movie they said you gotta watch with your third eye." He's talking about, I don't even want to watch it with you. you is not going to mess this up with me. I'm like, no. It ain't that serious. Like, we're going to do good. And we did good. So, overall, I liked the movie. I got the message that it was, I got what it was putting down. Other than that, just chilling, getting ready for the holiday, because normally I would be out. Normally, I'll be out beating the block down, doing giveaways and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I haven't been out because it's been chilly, rainy, and then warm. And again, if you know, I just came off of catching one of them things. One of the two things I caught, I don't know which one it was, but baby, I was sick for 2 weeks and something, about 2.5 weeks. So with that stuff in mind, I got people that's handling the giveaways, and I should be sorting them better, because normally I try to take the stuff that's broken out, but because I'm trying not to get sick and I'm trying to do minimum contact, I could be doing better. So we opening up January to going directly to shelters. We're going directly to, you know, schools. We're going directly to, pet shelters. We're going directly to these places and just helping them out directly, right? Because the people already come to them. So it just really would make sense that I go directly to these places that are already 501c3 approved and stuff like that, that's helping the people. Their schools, they do monthly giveaways in my area anyways. So
okay.
I'm going to do it just a little bit different. Probably in the summertime, I will try to get back out in the community. But now handling the bigger donations, we're not breaking it down anymore and trying to do this and trying to handle the West Side and all that. We're just going to move to bigger donations because that's what's just going to make more sense for me.
Yeah.
I love my people, but, you know, I don't love the weather right now. Ain't nobody got time for that. So that was my week, man. I was sitting in here just finishing up dinner because, of course, that got to get done for the household, and I kept it simple, all because I did cook brunch today. So tonight I was like, oh, I'm just going to do some spaghetti, and I did a cucumber, tomato, onion salad with some raspberry vinaigrette, and I'm just waiting on their little garlic bread to get done so I can make everybody plate. And then I'm done for the night. I done did my part. I done folded up all the clothes. You know, I'm big dog status tonight. So, you know, I don't know how to act. How was your week?
So, yeah, so my week was awesome. You know, getting to it. This week I'm calling it gaining momentum. So, you know, things are moving in the right direction. You know, I do feel truly blessed. In the holiday spirit, you know, I finished out, you know, the few people I'm getting a little something for, you know, as far as family. That's really my main focus is just, like, my family, my mom, my sister, my nephew, and then my wife, of course. You know what I'm saying? So I got that taken care of. So that's on deck for, you know, for, I guess, December 25th. And then, once again, forward thinking, remember how smart you are. You know, it's just the same old, man. Like, I'm just want to end this year strong to hit the ground running in 2024. So once again, getting everything situated with Vince Nubian. I like what I said. Interior decorating was strong this week. So shout out to all my clients. Real estate is coming along. You know what I'm saying? It's getting there. It's getting where I want it to be.
Hey.
So yeah. 2024 is looking promising. You know what I'm saying? So. So that's the main thing. I'm trying to think, was there anything else? Yeah, just getting to it. I probably missed something, but, you know, for the most part, that was my week. You know what I'm saying? So once again, forward thinking. Remember how smart you are. Gaining momentum. That's my week.
Let's shout out our top five countries tuning in, because we absolutely forgot.
Now, because was it the same from last week? Because I didn't see a post.
Yep, it's the same from last week.
So last week, let me see what we had. All right, so let's take it from bottom to top. So number five, Bangladesh. Big shout out to Bangladesh. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there listening to Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz, highly appreciate it. Up top in Europe, we got Finland. I told you, that's always my favorite. That's like my favorite European country that checks for us. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all in Finland. We truly appreciate it. Number three, we got the continent, not the country, but the continent. Always get that straight. It's the continent of Australia. The whole continent is listening to Real Adult Talk with SGMO Ben. So, once again, we highly appreciate it. Number two, we got the shades, the beautiful shades of Brazil. Peace and shout out, peace and love to everybody in South America. And then, of course, up top, you know, we have the home team. That is the United States of America. So big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities. So that's from the East Coast to the South to the West Coast to the Great Lakes. And, of course, I come to you from New Amsterdam, a.k.a. NY City. So that's the top five. Shout out to you.
Ah, man. And I'm talking to you from ATL. Shout out.
Yes, ATL. Shout out.
Tonight, so I can be on here. I could be on here with y'all tonight. Man, I can't wait to talk about that movie. I was really hoping that you had watched that movie.
Nah, I told you. I can't
on
Netflix.
I forgot
but
you
I like,
on
you know what?
Netflix hiatus.
Well, look, we pulled that to the world famous Chopper Black, because I really want to converse with that, because somebody else was telling me about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's a tease. So, man, Black, because I can talk about it. I mean, I can feed off of your energy because you saw it. And somebody else was telling me about it, so. I'm looking forward to your review.
I forgot he on Netflix hiatus.
Yeah. I logged out of that.
He on the good old hiatus from Netflix, but we actually, you know what? We skimmed down to everyone except, I think Netflix is the only one that we kept.
Okay.
We got Amazon.
All right, so you can be my Netflix. Yeah, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, we got Amazon and we got Amazon and Netflix. That's the only one that we kept. And we just go back and forth between the two and watch movies or whatever. So that's where we at when it comes to our movie space, because a lot of times it don't really be nothing. And they the movie heads, not me. So I'm trying to get
better.
It
looks like you're slowly becoming one, you know what I'm saying? Because you started to talk a little bit more than you did in the past, I'm noticing. So, you know, shout out to Crash. I like Crash, man. Like, you know, by the way, I think y'all make a good couple from what I see from my perspective. You know what I'm saying? But
boy, four long years.
Okay.
So, man, listen. Okay, so tonight's topic is, is cheating a character trait or just greed? Is cheating a character trait or just greed? And what I mean by character traits, people, you know, some people just not created to be monogamous, you know? And then you got some people that do it because they can, you know? So it's two different things. Some just be like, F it, you know, they ain't going nowhere, I'm going to do me. And some people, no matter what they got, who they got, they just greedy. You know what I'm saying? They just greedy. They just turn it up, you know?
Well, we're going to talk about
it. So, is this a character trait? Or is there some greedy motherfuckers out here? Which one?
Hey, so you're asking me?
Yes, in the world.
Yes, in the world. Okay. Well, all right. So, world.
yeah, I'm asking you. Talk about you just asking me.
All right, so here we go. Once again, let me just repeat it back once again for the people in the back who maybe didn't hear. Is cheating a character trait or greed? So I would say it's a little bit of both. Yeah, it's a little bit of both, and I'm going to break it down this way. So when it comes to the character trait, so first I'm going to focus in on the males, the fellas, the guys, the men. So, you know, as we had an interesting conversation last week, and I brought up how, you know, you can line up five women and take one man, and he can impregnate all five women at the same time. So it just shows you that in nature, men, or you know, the male species, really isn't built to have one woman. Not to say that they, you know, like I said, it happens, you know, because that's the country we live in, you know what I'm saying? We have, like, a lot of – this country, let's be honest, is built on Christian values. So man, woman, you know what I'm saying, marriage and stuff like that until 2012 when they switched it and made it gay marriage, legal. But that's a whole other discussion for another day. But anyway, up into 2014 or whenever Obama – it went through with Obama. But anyway, so what I'm trying to say is, it's not really, it's a character trait in men to kind of like always have that animal instinct, you know. But what's nice about it is when you do get that one that kind of matches your energy, you know, you can kind of settle down and mesh with one, you know what I'm saying? That's what I did. Hashtag happily married man. So that's the part that I'm going to, you know, that's my synopsis on the character trait part. Now, when it comes to the greed, the reason I said it's a little bit of both, because basically And I think this can sometimes go for females and males. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just get greedy. You get on a power trip, you know, where you just want your cake and eat it too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And greed isn't always a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, people look down upon it, but sometimes for you to come up and get to where you want to get to, you got to be greedy. You know what I'm saying? You got to get that cutthroat mentality. You got to get that savageness. So cheating at that point can become greed because, you know, once again, hashtag happily married man, but I got that lion in me, you know what I'm saying? And I always say that if you look at one of them old, you know, Discovery Channel videos on like lions in the freaking, you know, Africa on the Sahara somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, you know, I'm that lion that's like chasing down a zebra sometimes or a wildebeest. And but and that's just that savageness, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes, but I gotta tame that, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes, you know, it can kind of rear up, you know what I'm saying? But that's why I say it's a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But
what you mean? Sometimes it can rear up.
Well, what I'm saying is sometimes, you know, just all men, like, if I'm gonna be completely honest with you, it never goes away as far as like lustfulness. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I'm being honest, you know what I'm saying? Because this is real adult talk. But it's all about taming that lustfulness. You know what I'm saying? And that's just sometimes, you know, that's why I can relate to the lion so much, because to me, you know, I epitomize that savageness, but you know, I try to be refined at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. And then also, when you look at like a pride, a lion's pride, you know, that's why they say, you know, lions, or, you know, that's where the term pride comes from. Like, oh, your pride, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Because a lion is proud. So a pride is his pack, you know what I'm saying? And that lion, that head lion, is going to have multiple lionesses. He's going to run the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? So he's built to kind of not just be with one, that just have a whole pride, you know what I'm saying? A whole team, you know what I'm saying? So a whole stable, so to speak, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean, that's my thought so far. But, you know, I'm eager to get your thoughts. So what you think?
Okay. Because you done went there. And back again. Okay. So listen.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
I respect the men that are more open these days. You know what I'm saying? That's more upfront. Like, hey, this me. You know, this is who I am. This is what I like. You know what I'm saying? Take it or leave it. I can respect that wholeheartedly, right? So from the character trait, I understand that there are people that were not created to be monogamous. Those people, you can damn near spot. You know what I'm saying? You can spot a mile away. If they going to tell you what you want to hear, but if you're not naive, their action is going to show you what you need to see. It's going to be some things that you're not even going to be able to accomplish with this person, because they're not going to put themselves in a position to where they could be sought out or looked after as somebody that's ready to be in a committed relationship. Not talking about living with you and all of that, because you got women that will allow men to move in with them, and these men, they gone all day. They driving day car. You know what I'm saying? Like, these women get off by